Brother Bill to come up and read scripture this morning. Brother Bill?
Scripture this morning, take it from the book of Luke. New to Luke, I tell those kids, Luke's in the New Testament, third book of the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. And this morning we'll start that second chapter, first verse. Scripture we're all familiar with. Luke, second chapter, first birth. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
As we look at that passage of Scripture this morning, I want you to notice some things. Christmas, as we celebrate, is a celebration of the Redeemer that came and dwelt among us. He so loved us that he came into this world. That was a beautiful passage of Scripture that Brother Bill read. I can't even talk this morning. In Luke, we have several things that just stand out in that passage of Scripture. To me, it's a message of confidence that we have a Christ. Imagine what it must have been like that night on that hillside. These shepherds were out gathered around and hovered around, I imagine, a fire, and they were probably cool. It was a cold night, a crisp night, and on those hillsides, it got kind of cold. And I can imagine as they sat around that fire and the temperature began to fall, they would sit and they would talk and share things about raising their sheep and keeping them going and whatever they might have talked about. But just imagine this. The Bible says, as they were gathered round, suddenly, the heavens just opened up. Can you imagine sitting around a fire and the heavens open up and All you hear is angels' wings coming and singing a glorious song. They didn't know what to do. I'd imagine we'd have been, it says, in great fear fell upon them. I'd imagine that's been the way we were. We'd have probably took off running. But they were just humble shepherds out tending the sheep. They weren't looked upon as wise men or anything. They weren't looked upon as people who would praise and worship God. Their reputation was one of lowliness. But God chose them to send his angels to them. They didn't hear much out there but sheep bleating and hollering around. But on this glorious night, what a sight. What a sight it was. If you've ever sat outside at night around a fire and looked up into the heavens, you will see a marvelous thing of stars on a clear night. And Brother Perry said this last week, I believe it was, and Wednesday night, that eastern star. I sat out there the other night and I watched the moon come up, and I just thought how glorious it was for these shepherds as they sit and watch. Maybe the moon was rising, I don't know, but I believe the stars covered the sky. And you know, when the angels came, oh, what a glorious time. Oh, what singing. I imagine, oh, what shouting took place. But I tell you, they were excited, but also the Bible says great fear and panic in their lives. We're so accustomed today of the everyday things in the world that when something happens glorious, we're marveled at it. And we're oftentimes, the glorious and the miraculous happens, our hearts just melt. Our hearts just have that fear. And I'm like those shepherds, I'd be ready to run. But the angel said, wait, guys. Wait a minute, don't run. And you know, that's the message of Christmas, the message of confidence. We don't have to be afraid. In Jesus Christ today, we don't have nothing to fear. If you are a born-again believer in Christ, if you have by faith accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have nothing to fear. It doesn't matter how bad things might get in the world, Jesus Christ is still Lord. It doesn't matter how bad finances might get, Jesus Christ is Lord, you see. If you're here this morning and you're afraid of your physical well-being, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ is Lord. I hear so many people say, well, you know, preacher, I kind of worry about the future. Well, my future is secure. I don't know about yours, but mine is secure. I'm safe in the arms of God. Well, preacher, you don't know, but I worry about my children and grandchildren. You know, I don't know what our children will face in the future. I don't know what our grandchildren will face in the future. But I know one thing. Jesus Christ is Lord. And if you give them Christ as an inheritance, you let them, you bring them to God and you trust them with God and they make a profession of faith in Christ, they don't have anything to worry about. Don't fear. We worry about the economy. I hear, you know, all these things, Wall Street, Dow Jones are gone down. You know what? It doesn't matter because Jesus Christ is still Lord. If you have a business, don't fear about it. Jesus Christ is still Lord. And that is the confidence that we have of Christmas. And it ought to bring to us this hope of joy in Christ Jesus. You see, a confidence is Christmas. Jesus says, don't be afraid. I am Lord. And they said, shepherds, don't be afraid. We bring good tidings of great joy. Now, some believers believe we're living in the last day. Well, I've heard that too. And I believe if we're living in the last day, we're on the threshold of the greatest event that's happened since Jesus Christ came into this world, I tell you, at any moment, we might find ourselves being lifted out of this place and carried up into that heaven. And oh, wouldn't that be great? John says, Lord, come quickly. I tell you what, we may be lifted up, but let's see, the world would be in a state of godliness, wouldn't it? Friends, we don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be afraid this time of the year. We don't need to be afraid at any time of the year, because the Bible says Jesus Christ has come and he came to earth and his presence is here with us. And he blessed us with the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And once you're saved, the Bible says he seals us with the Spirit. And that is the confidence that we have. That is the message of Christmas. The angel said, we bring you news of great joy in your life. I heard someone said that they didn't believe in God. They were atheists. Well, an atheist is what I heard somebody say one time, is a person with no invisible means of support. Think about that. I have an invisible means of support in my life because Jesus Christ came. I have his presence in my life. I have his protection in my life. I have a confidence of Jesus Christ in my life. 1 John 5:14 says, this is the confidence that we have in him. You see? We have a confidence that today and every day that we live in Christ. He lives in us. Now, the persons here this morning, if you're here this morning without Christ, you've never trusted him as your Lord and Savior, you're a person with no invisible means of support. And yes, if you live without Christ, a great fear is going to come upon you one day. Your heart's going to melt because you're going to face God himself, and you're going to be without any support. You see, I have a support team. I have a support team in Christ Jesus. He is the author and finisher of my faith. You see, he's that wonderful counselor that I have. He's that mighty God that I have. He's that judge that I have. And I stand before him, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now, folks, if you're with Christ, you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Your name is written down. And the angels would say to you, don't be afraid, for unto you this day in the city of David is a Savior, Christ the Lord. Unto you this day, he says, in the city of David is Christ the Lord. So we have a message of confidence here. And then I see also it says we have a message of deliverance here. The three offices proclaimed at the birth of Jesus Christ are still operating today. He is our Savior. Oh, that word Savior describes the great generals of that day. You see, Saviors were those who would come and rescue their people and pull them out, take them away so they wouldn't be in danger. You can't hurt them. We have a Savior who is alive today. And he's come that we might have life. And because of his sacrifice, and we're going to portray that in a little bit, he died for our sin, that we might not have to face death. You see, the price is paid because he paid the price. He's our great Savior. He's our Lord. He's also the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One. He was promised in days of old. God promised him years ago. In Isaiah, the Bible talks about God, our Savior. It says, I will send forth a son born of a virgin, and he will be the one for whom you will look. And he offers the sacrifice, and he will be the sacrifice, and the priest, the intercessor, the Holy One, that I promised, a Savior. which is Jesus Christ the Lord. We have a Lord, we have a Savior, we have a protector. We don't need anybody to keep a record of our sin, because the Bible says he has separated us, cast those sins as far as the east from the west. And folks, you know there is no end there. I have a Savior, a wonderful Lord, a Messiah, a Savior, a message of confidence, and it's also a message of deliverance. He's going to come one day. Isn't it wonderful to know that no matter what happens, that Jesus Christ is coming again? I can celebrate today. You know, I feel sorry for those people that don't believe in God. I feel sorry for the people that don't celebrate. You know, we made this season a season where we celebrate more of giving gifts and things like that than we do Christ. But Jesus gave himself on the cross, and that is the reason we have to celebrate today. It's a message of confidence, a message of deliverance, and it's also a message of salvation. He was offered to all who believe. If you do not know Jesus as Savior, if you don't know him as the Messiah, if you don't know him as the Lord, you have no confidence. You have no confidence. No wonder so many people today face anxiety. Did you know that Christmas time is one of the most suicidal people commit suicide during this time, and they have no nothing to live for without Christ. Their lives are full of turmoil, and you hear that they hear the singing of the Christmas carols. They see the tinsel on the trees, the twinkle of the lights, and all of that. But the excitement is gone in a few days. But the excitement of Christmas, the real meaning of Christmas, Jesus Christ, lasts all your life. Every year, Christmas, you know, being with Christ just gets sweeter. Folks, what is this thing called Christmas? It's the message of salvation to all men. He says, for unto you is born. Look at that passage of Scripture. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He comes to all. On this day, the wise men came from the east. They said, we've come and we've studied the stars and we watched the planets, and our great wisdom has brought us to conclusion that this is a great event that's happened in the world. And on the other hand, we see the lowly shepherds sitting in the field. They saw no star. They studied no galaxy, the heavenly bodies. Yet God showed them the truth. The rich came. The poor came. The wise came. The illiterate came. They all came to adore this child, this Christ, this Savior, this Messiah. And that's the message of Christmas. It's a message of confidence. It's a message of deliverance. And it's a message of salvation. But it also demands action. The shepherd said, let us go straight to Bethlehem, and let us see this thing which has been made known to us. You see, you can have the message of Christmas in your life, and you have the confidence. You can have the message of deliverance in your life, and you can have the message of salvation in your life if you know the Christ of Christmas. But let me tell you something. It comes with a responsibility. You see, we are to be evangelical, where we go out and reach other people and tell people about Christ. And if we're not doing exactly that, then we're not doing what God asked us to do. He came to die for us that we might go and tell others. Oh, the message of Christmas is a joyful time. It's a great time to be in church. It's a great time to live the Christian life. It's a great sense of confidence that we have. It's a great sense knowing that we have been delivered from death into eternal life. But oh, the responsibility that we have as Christians to go tell others about salvation, the gift of Christ. We will remember in just a few moments the body that was broken for us. We will remember the blood that was shed for us. And I believe it says, do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me. Folks, we need to remember what Christmas is all about. It's not about the lights. It's not about Santa Claus. It's about Jesus Christ. And if you're here this morning and you don't know him, let me just say this. I love you with all my heart, but you've missed Christmas altogether. And if you're here this morning and you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, I want you to come simply by faith, simple as a little child, just simply come and say, you know, I want Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe that he came. I believe that he died for me. And I want to trust him with my heart. It's just that simple. The Bible says if you will come by faith, he will come into your life. And oh, the joy of knowing him. Oh, the joy of serving him. Oh, the joy of living. And it'll make Christmas really alive to you. So would you come this morning before we take the Lord's Supper? The Bible says that we need, before we take the Lord's Supper, to be right with God. Not only right with God, right with everyone else. And if you have aught against a brother, then you need to get rid of that. If you haven't forgiven somebody, you need to forgive them. If you, whatever God is telling you to do, you need to do that right now so that you can take the Lord's Supper and really have a joy about it, knowing that he died for us and remembering that. I plan to get on my knees before God and look back at my life and say, Lord, where I failed you this morning, I want you to forgive me. And you know what he does? He says, if you will confess, I will forgive. It's just that simple. So let's pray, and then let's make it to the front. If you have anything that you need to confess, let's get it right before God. And if you need salvation, you just come see me or Brother Teddy or Brother Bill and say, I need to get right with God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful time of the year. So many miss the whole thing because they're not right with you. And Lord, I pray this morning before we take the Lord's Supper that we'll get our lives right with you so that we can know the joy of serving you, the joy of being alive in Christ. Lord, if there's someone here lost, we pray that they might come before it's too late. We give you praise and honor, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.